You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are leaves? Well, leaves are a part of a plant that are exposed to sunlight, and they undergo something called photosynthesis. But we'll get to that in a moment. Leaves have many shapes and sizes dependent on the species or type of plant. The veins, which you can see in a leaf, they allow fluid to flow through the leaf. And leaves also have tiny microscopic holes for the flow of gaseous water, oxygen, and carbon dioxide. Leaves can hold water and food, which are used by the plant. Because they're high in nutrients, many animals, including people, eat them. Think lettuce or spinach. Photosynthesis, what we talked about a moment ago, is the process of using sunlight to change carbon dioxide into sugar, which is food for plants. This process means that nutrients and sugars are right there inside of the leaf. Now, the science of studying leaves and plants is called botany. The scientist who studies plants is called a botanist. The green that you can see inside of a leaf is the pigment chlorophyll. The chloroplasts, the chlorophyll, for the deciduous leaves, they stop working. They end in the fall. So that green color, which is in the leaf, disappears. And what you see are the dyes, the pigments, the carotene pigments from all of those other cells that are inside of the leaf. Those colors are still there even in the spring, but the green color, the chlorophyll, is basically a stronger or more overpowering color, so it covers up the yellows, oranges, and reds. Here's a fun experiment for you to try at home, which will allow you to see those pigments. Now, I will tell you, it's messy, so make sure that you have an adult to help you out, and also make sure that you have some adult permission. You're going to need plenty of paper towels. Go outside, go out to a tree, and just pull off a handful of leaves. Bring them inside of the house. Get about a quarter cup of water. Put that inside of a blender along with the leaves. And add anywhere from a few tablespoons to maybe even a quarter of a cup of rubbing alcohol. Add that stuff in the blender. Cover up the top. Make sure that the cover is nice and secure. And grind up those leaves. Grind up that stuff which is inside of the blender so that you have a paste. The next thing that you're going to need is to get some filter paper. Now, you can either spend a lot of money going to a science supply catalog and getting official science filter paper, or go into your cupboard and get some coffee filters. Go back to your blender and get a spoon or an eyedropper and place a couple of drops of that green gooey liquid that you made onto the filter paper. You'll see that it's green color where you placed that blob of liquid. Watch it as it starts to dry. You can keep coming back over the next few minutes and you'll see that there will be some separation of the colors. Not only will you see green, but you might see a light yellow color start to appear on your coffee filter paper, or orange, or any of the other colors that make up leaves. Try this experiment some more. Experiment a little bit by adding a little more water, a little less water, a little more of the rubbing alcohol, or even different types of leaves, or leaves from different times of the year. We've just learned a little bit about leaves. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.